Are you feeling a little lethargic this Monday morning? Well, more than usual. Well, it could be your body's way of telling you you're dehydrated. A recent study by SodaStream found 2/3 of people who don't know some of the key symptoms of dehydration, including problems with concentration and fatigue. So, is another glass of water the answer to staying awake and energetic? To find out more, we're joined by neuroscientist and medical writer Dr. Sarah Mackay. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning, Mitch.
So, what are some of the lesser known symptoms of being dehydrated?
Yeah, well, it's what you sort of said, this what the survey showed. It's feeling a little bit fatigued, perhaps a bit sleepy, feeling a bit cranky or grumpy, feeling you've got problems with your attention or your ability to concentrate. These symptoms or signs of dehydration can often kick in before that much more well-known sign, which is feeling thirsty.
Mm-hmm. But what that's an interesting kind of link, I guess, or an effect of being dehydrated. Why does it affect things like concentration and energy levels?
Yeah, well, look, about 3/4 of our body is made up of water, and it's an absolutely essential nutrient. And what happens when we start dehydrating is that we're losing our overall total body water. Now, mild dehydration, when we can start seeing some of these symptoms appearing, is when we're losing only about 1% of our total body water. And what's happening is all of our tissues are losing that water, both from inside the cells and outside the cells. So when they're losing that water, they're starting to shrink. And what that does is it starts changing the ability of all of those cells and those tissues and our body as a whole to function normally.
Okay. And, I mean, how far down the line is someone when they're feeling a bit cranky or a bit lethargic in terms of the dehydration scale? Like, how much of it is a problem, I guess, at that
point? Well, it's starting to happen when we're about 1% of... when we're about 1% dehydrated, when we've lost about 1% of that total body water. And these signs and symptoms can often kick in before the thirst. So we can think about them as some of those very first indicators. Thirst actually lags behind our actual level of hydration.
Okay. And is there certain people in society that get more dehydrated than others? Obviously, very active people, they get more dehydrated. But what about, you know, older people, younger people?
Yeah, look, I mean, at the moment, on these sort of hot, humid summer days, we're all at risk because we're all sweating a whole lot more than normal. But children, as you said, children and the elderly, yep, they're definitely more at risk, especially younger children, and especially the very frail and elderly, because they're usually relying on other people to make sure that they're hydrated. And our kids especially, because they haven't quite yet developed that recognition that thirst is a drive to go and drink more water. And kids can often mistake feeling thirsty for feeling hungry. Or we see them being cranky and grumpy and moody and think, oh, that's just normal kid behaviour. What it could be is a sign that they're thirsty. And I've been looking at quite a bit of the research around this field, and there was a really interesting study that came out from the US a couple of years ago that looked at the hydration levels of children. And about 3/4 of kids are heading off to school, they're starting off their school day in this mild state of dehydration.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I've got 2 little boys, they're 6 and 7, and I was quite surprised when I read that because I want my kids heading off to school. I don't want them heading off to school in a state of mild dehydration. I want them heading off ready to learn, feeling happy, able to pay attention, to concentrate, to learn. So for me, it's so important that I'm sending them off in this really well hydrated state to try and find ways to encourage them to drink enough water.
Yeah, and so obviously you're feeling a bit lazy or you're feeling a bit lethargic and you get a glass of water and you drink it. How soon does it kind of take effect and how much should you drink, I guess, is the real question.
Well, I couldn't put a particular number of minutes on that, but it, you know, it usually happens within a few minutes once your body starts absorbing that water and getting its hydration levels back up to where they should be. And there's quite a misconception around how much we should drink. We hear 8 glasses of water a day. Well, that varies very widely on whether you're a male or a female, whether you're a child, whether you're someone who's very busy and active and working outside. It depends on the climate. But in general, most of us do not drink enough. It's for men, it's in excess of that 8 glasses of water a day. It's just over 2 litres. Mm-hmm. And for women, it's just under 2 litres. And women who are pregnant or breastfeeding also require significantly more levels of water.
Yeah, and just one final question, Doctor. Mm. A lot of people, when they're feeling a bit lethargic and a bit sort of out of energy, they reach for something like a coffee or chocolate. Is just how counterproductive is that compared to just having a glass of good old-fashioned water?
Well, I mean, we all know that coffee can give us that little bit of an energy boost that we need in the middle of the afternoon. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's really important to learn to think about these signs as signs of dehydration, not just feeling tired and needing an energy boost, but feeling a bit lethargic, feeling a bit cranky, feeling like you're not paying attention, thinking, that is probably a sign that I should be drinking water and hydrating myself before I start taking on board anything else. The best way to hydrate is just using good old Aussie tap water.
All right, there you go. Dr. Sarah McKay, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.